closely talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on August 12th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is...
what is it?
We're too cheap to, like, have two pieces of paper.
I know.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. You know that stuff, all right.
On the phone as we speak, Keith H. is here to give us a Mid-South Paranormal Convention update. Our friend Doug Yerchi returns, and author Thomas... I've tried to get through this, fellas.
Fellas?
And fella, Philly? I don't know. Thomas D'Agostino tells us about haunted Rhode Island, haunted New Hampshire, and haunted Massachusetts.
To listen to loudly.
People with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I hope you're not looking at something that's broken, Doug.
No, I was looking at the model number of our board.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were looking back there, I'm like, not during the show, please.
Oh, that little wire fell out. Is that important?
Quick warning before we go any further. Let's listen to Rob Tyner first.
All right.
All right, enough of that stuff.
We're all going to fall asleep shortly.
Yeah, we're going to fall asleep.
A sheep. We're going to fall asleep.
Boy, if that isn't a Freudian slip, I don't know what is, man. Yeah, we all are pretty much fresh off the road here.
Yes, we are.
We have not done one of these weekends in a very long time. Normally, what we do with Ghostly Talk now is we...
See, we're all old, fat, and lazy.
Yeah.
I'm not old.
I'm older, fatter, and lazier. And
you
so
have
the
title, apparently.
Yeah, what we do now is on weekends that we go to conventions or special events...
Take trips and stuff like that.
Yeah. Normally, we don't schedule a show.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we don't have to, like, get in here, like, in the nick of time.
Or actually, like, kill ourselves getting here.
Right.
Because sometimes we take trips and can be between 6 to 8 hours away from where we broadcast from.
Yeah.
Such as this weekend.
Yeah.
But it was a necessity. It was necessary for both Doug and I to take separate trips, which was something that's different. We usually travel together.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. It's happened like 3 or 4 times. And,
yeah, it's pretty rare.
And it's interesting when it happens, but it works out. We can spread the love.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
spread the message.
What we're going to do, actually, Roger Marsh, who we had scheduled for 6:30, he's MIA. I don't know where he's at.
Right.
Tried getting a hold of the guy. I don't know where he's at. So
he accidentally didn't email us back.
That's a blessing in disguise, I think, because we're going
to
talk about what's going to go on at 6:30, though. In the meantime, though, we do have, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, on the line as we speak, Mr. Keith Age. Are you there, Keith?
I'm here, guys.
Don't sound so excited.
His weekend must have been like our weekend.
Well, we'll start with this. You know, my leg of our weekend excursion was going to Louisville. We talked about this last weekend.
And we ultra jealous, but at the same time, I had fun too.
Well, we all, as all everybody knows, Keith Age is part of he's the president of the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. So when we mentioned that we were going to go down to these guys a couple weeks ago, and they were like, we got to hook up. So we did. Keith, we just saw each other like 2 nights ago. So yeah, I think this is becoming a habit. I don't know what we're going to do, man.
hey, as long as we're just having fun and we're all enjoying it, I'd say let the habit roll, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all went to dinner on Friday night and hung out and all that fun stuff.
That's
and then,
awesome.
Yeah, so it was good to see you again, Keith. It's been a long time, so it was good hanging out.
Same here, same here.
So,
hey,
what's that?
You know, we all have fun hanging out in parking lots, so, you know, we all have fun.
Yeah. We did that again. We did, like, an abbreviated parking lot session this time because we actually wanted to get to the bar.
We've had some marathon parking lot sessions in the past.
Yeah, this was more of an abbreviated one. We kind of hung out for a few minutes and, you know, just talked and stuff, and then we split up and went about our
Did you guys see, who was all there? Bobby T?
Bobby T was there.
Tanya Nally?
Tanya Nally. Keith was there. Dale came.
Dale, oh my gosh.
So, yeah, it was a nice little reunion.
So did Renee at the end.
Yeah, Renee showed up, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool. Yeah, so.
That sounds like a blast.
It was a lot of fun to hang out. But we're going to be back there in September. About a month and a half away.
You guys, besides being, gracious enough to meet up with the gang when we're down there in Louisville, and you also are planning this big event of some kind. I don't know.
No idea what that
is. We've kind of heard rumblings about it.
We've heard rumors. I think it's all we talked about almost at the paranormal picnic I was just at.
Oh, right.
Was, are you going? Are you going? Are you going? and so evidently something's happening in Louisville next month.
What's going on, Keith? You got to tell us.
Beat the hell out of me.
Okay, well, that's a great way to start,
that's,
I guess.
That's how it works.
Well, let me help. I guess I need to help you out, Steve. It's the Mid-South Paranormal Convention that's going on.
Yeah,
this is the sixth annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention. This year is going to be a whole lot bigger than anything we've ever done. We've just got tons of people coming. Yeah, of course, you guys are coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah, we're going to be
always, that's going to be the fun part of the show.
Oh, I hope it's going to be.
It always is.
Is it fun when we're around? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Keith loves us. I don't know why.
Well, who do we got? Go ahead, Keith. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I'm just going to say something about, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Right.
Oh, no.
You've read my diary.
Because the condition I'm in right now, I'm thinking about what's going to happen that weekend, and I'm just like, it makes my stomach turn, actually.
Could someone get me, padded bubble suit for that weekend? Because I'm tired of coming home injured.
Well, just so you know, Keith, we did indeed discuss it, but we are not going to have the Jell-O Shot Wrestling Contest at Mid-South.
Yeah.
It is coming up, and it will be one weekend coming up, but it's not at Mid-South this year, unfortunately.
Oh, man. I'm bubble.
So we don't have to schedule that in.
Yeah, we have to find, we have an open slot. Yeah. Sorry about that.
We have an open slot for, other mayhem.
Who do we got speaking this year? I know there's a ton of people that are speaking this year, and I'm just wondering, tell me, Keith. I don't know what to say. I'm done.
I think Troy's there, right?
Is Troy there?
Well, you got Troy Taylor's going to be there, John Zaffis, Rosemary and Kylie, Patrick Burns from Haunted Evidence.
Yeah.
Stephen LaChance, who I got to work with Children of the Grave and NPR Paranormal Task Force now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Donna LaCroix from Ghost Hunters will be there.
Excellent.
And you got Tim Yancey out of Florida.
Oh, now he's really working the Florida angle, I'm telling you. I've heard good news out of down south in Florida.
We love us sometimes.
We heard he went and got a show.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
which
on the air.
Which is absolutely amazing. Well, of course, we didn't hear. He sort of blasted it all over satanspace.com. So I have to say congratulations to Tim. That's just fantastic. And then we're going to get to see him and find out what it's really like to do a program.
Yeah. At least to do a good one.
Oh, well, yeah. It'll be great. We'll get to learn again from him. So that'll be awesome.
Yep, we have Carmen Reed. She's coming in from a haunting in Connecticut.
It'll be good to meet her finally.
Yeah, it'll be great to meet her. She went through terror, that was just insane, a haunting in Connecticut. So it'll be great to meet her and see how she's holding up.
Yeah.
And let's see who else we got. Then we got Rick Hayes. He's coming back.
Love him.
Yeah. LifeSgift.com.
Yeah, that's going to be that's our buddy right there.
Yeah.
Rick, great guy. Love Rick to death.
It's always fun to see Rick.
And then Robbie Thomas coming out of Canada.
Mm-hmm. We've had him on the show once, haven't we? Yeah, we've had him on one
so
time.
So Robbie's coming down, eh?
Yeah. Well, he only lives, you know, Keith, lives about an hour from where we're at right now. He's not that far from us, really. You know.
Yeah. He calls me his favorite hillbilly, and I say he's my favorite Canuck. So. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it. We got the biggest roster of, you know, paranormal people coming in for the conventions of this year. And the only thing bigger is going to be OmegaCon next year.
What's that?
MegaCon?
OmegaCon, that's in Atlanta next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check into that one.
Really?
Yeah.
You just tipped us off, Keith. You know, you just
MegaCon.
Yeah,
they're getting bigger. I mean, it's just Keith, yep. Ghost World. Of course, Mid South has always been huge, and then now Mega.
Omega.
All right. That's
well, it still has the Mega in it, though, Keith.
It does.
It still has that turgid, like girthy sound, like I am. Omega.
Right. I'm Omega. It just sounds huge, interesting. Well, we'll have to crash
when
that.
When I hear Omega, I always think of Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, well, I can see that.
That's the first thing I noticed, though, when I looked at the roster for this year. It's just a huge roster. There's a ton of people that are going to be speaking this year. And that's going to be both Friday and Saturday, or is that just going to be on Saturday and Sunday? I'm not sure what days you have scheduled so far.
Okay, well, see, I had Bonnie in mind just for this, okay?
No.
Yeah, because see, you know, one of the things about doing a convention, and mine is always just a little bit different than everybody else. Everybody else pretty much is a conference. I have a convention, and what do you do at a convention?
You party.
Yes, you party.
Yeah.
You found that out the hard
party.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know, last couple times we've always done like a Friday night investigation and Saturday night investigation. This year I said, "Oh, the heck with this. We're going to have fun," and I said, we're going to have a party. So we're going to have a party for Friday night, and that's what the VIP pass holders get. They get to come party with everybody.
Can I assume I get a VIP pass?
Depends on what you do for it.
Okay. You'll give me one because you love
me. What do I have to do for it?
Yeah, I don't know what I want to do for that. Can
I don't
draw?
Know. Go ahead and let me around the sheet, man.
I can draw a picture of a bunny. I don't know. Anyway,
Draw a picture of a bunny.
Yeah, that's about all I can do. My only talent. That's why I was never on like those talent shows. I'm just not very talented. So, as you can tell,
drawing a picture of a bunny is not a very exciting thing to do.
And we know he can't draw.
Wait
a
right
ghost.
Here while I do this.
The Ghostly Talk original logo. Bob.
We know he can't draw a ghost.
Everybody says it's like a Pac-Man ghost. But I looked at the Pac-Man ghosts, and they are shorter.
They're shorter
That's
and
taller.
Fatter. That one's taller and skinnier.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
You stretch right. out a Pac-Man ghost.
So Friday, all we're right. just going
to
hang
I'll
out.
I'll think of
though.
Something else to do for you, Keith, and I'll try and score me one of them VIP passes.
What was that, Keith?
We got the party going to happen, and you guys are going to show something, I think, Friday night, aren't you?
I hope so.
Keith and I actually discussed this Friday. I'll explain this. I have to tell you, because I was asked to do this like 2 weeks ago, and of course, it was just one of those, it just totally slipped my mind.
You were going to see Keith anyway in a couple weeks. So
well, as
really.
We were driving to
Louisville
on Friday, Andy Kaiser called me.
Yeah.
And said, hey, you know, did you ask Keith about that thing? And I'm like,
no, but I'm driving there right now.
Yeah, I took it one step further. I actually called him right there from the restaurant we were at. I was waiting for everybody to come out. So I just, like, called Keith up. And, we're going to try to work that in, right, Keith? I mean, we're going to try something. It's like a half an hour. It's the film that we worked on a couple weeks ago in Gettysburg.
Right. We did a comedy. It's a mockumentary in Gettysburg. And it was us, and it was, I don't remember the name of the group. I have a
Pyra.
Shirt. Pyra, yes. I have a shirt and everything. And I just can't. Anyway, it was us and Pyra, and then, of course, Andy and Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
We did a mockumentary, and, of course, Bonnie does a stellar performance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, We'll point her out in the film.
Yeah, if you can't tell
because
who
you
she
won't
is.
Be able to tell who she is because yeah. she's got like, you know, the big hair, the makeup, everything like that. And it's just so she did a stellar performance and of course you know, you emote very well.
Yeah,
Scott Al. You do.
And we'll see how I emote for real on film when they actually show us. We're gonna try to preview this. Keith gave us his blessing on this, actually.
Excellent.
Thank you again, Keith. We all thank you for that. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It ought to be fun. That's what I said. That's part of the VIP package for Friday night.
That's it, then.
Say is when you actually see this film...
It's going to be worth it because I'm telling you, this film, first of all, it was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
Andy and Tiny have a great vision. And then... This is the first chance to ever anybody see, even us.
Yeah, even us. We're not gonna.
We don't get to see it until then, and so you'll be seeing it along with us. And I'm telling you, this film, it was so much fun. Based on the little scenes, you know, because we filmed it totally out of order. We have no clue what it's going to look like when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the scenes when we were filming it, I'd have to say it's going to be. Pretty funny.
It's going
to
be pretty funny.
And if that's part of the VIP package for Friday night, Keith, name your price.
Yeah, you can name your price.
Yeah. just go to www.littlegs.com.
No, yeah, well, there's also going to be something else going on. I know that we were talking about doing that little film, and then there was going to be, what else were you guys going to preview
that strippers night? Come that night?
Well, no. I'm going to get up here and make the announcement on your show tonight.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, the Booth Brothers are coming to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, the Booth Brothers are the gentleman that I made the movie Spooked with, and next show that will be on Sci-Fi Channel is called Children of the Grave.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be in October, but they're coming to the convention and they're going to show a sneak peek of Children of the Grave.
Oh,
cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, what they're going to show, I have no idea. So, but they are coming, and, you know, this is the next big thing for us, and then we've got other things lined up for Sci-Fi, and this is... Just from what we got filmed and what we got caught is going to blow some people away.
Well,
we can't wait.
We've been waiting for this for a while, so we're looking forward to that, Keith.
You know, we talked to a lot of people, Keith, and the Children of the Grave, a lot of people, like, were involved in little tiny ways, and a lot of people know a lot of people who were involved. So if the rumors are anywhere true, it's going to be a phenomenal film, and I just can't wait to see it. That's just so exciting.
Well, the cool thing about it is, and this is where the Booth Brothers really had the great idea, you know, a lot of people laughed about it at first, and then they started thinking, wow, that is pretty smart. You know, they created what was called the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. And, you know, it wasn't so much as, you know, this is, you know, the top dogs in this, you know, in the groups and stuff. It's not. What it was to do was bring, you know, a lot of groups together, and everybody worked together, and, you know, and see what you can find, and that's what we did, and... You know, it was great meeting all the different groups and different people working with them in the different locations. I can tell you, you haven't lived till you've been out in the middle of the woods in Missouri and getting chased by a pack of coyotes.
I would have broke something for sure.
Yes. Or sprained or whatever.
Yeah. I'm clumsy.
And the coyotes wouldn't have fared pretty well either. They would have Get off me, you coyote. Sling.
And, Of course, they're going to have, I believe they're going to have the DVD will be there for sale, too. So.
Oh, excellent.
Awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome.
And that's going to be Friday. Well, I don't even want to get into what else is going to happen Friday night. I think it's going to be the usual banner. Saturday night, though, after the speakers on Saturday, what's going to be happening Saturday night?
Well, we've done things a little different this year. Usually, you know, you just got, we have one big thing for everybody to do. This year, we got three.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And one of the events is here in Louisville, which you guys got to go to, was American Standard last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to return to that. And, of course, hopefully it won't rain this time. And for those that don't know, American Standard is a huge four-story abandoned building that was a factory where there was several deaths there and, you know, from industrial work. Stuff like that, and it's pretty active, and it was pretty cool. And last year we got up here and had the worst flood in 50 years. Mm-hmm. And luckily that building stands just a little bit taller than the rest of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys left and didn't get back to your hotel until when? Trying to fight the flood?
Well, the first time we left,
we left several times.
We left a couple of times, and we would go out and poke the front of the truck into, like, the lake, which it was the new lake that was made there under the bridges, and just for, you know, making the best judgment we could, we said, you know what, this is not going to happen. Let's just keep going back. And, yeah, we didn't end up getting back, I think, to where we were staying at till about 3:30 in the morning. Or 3 to 3:30, sometime like that.
And we had to be at the conference at, like, what,
8 or 9? Yeah.
So
we opened shop at 8 a.m.
So we had, like...
And there was, like, 7 people that had to shower, like, between one shower. So that means I was up at, like, 5:30. It was ugly.
But that's what it is. That's how it works, and it all adds to the fun. I couldn't believe how cool it was to get flooded in...
Oh, we had a ball.
in that area. It was just amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
That's the first, and that's something I can talk about forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you had people like, you know, Al Snow from the WWE was there.
Yeah, he
was. Had a huge, massive monster truck that he couldn't even get out through the stuff.
No. Well, that's what I kept telling people, Keith. I don't know if you were standing there.
These were deep.
We came back, like, the second time, and, like, everybody was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We're stuck here. And I'm like, hey, look around you, for God's sake. You got Al Snow sitting over here. There's John Zavis sitting there. There's Troy Taylor. There's Keith H. sitting there. You can't pay for this much fun. Come on, man. Just, if we got to sit here all night, we sit here all night. Deal with it. You know, that's just the way it is. Luckily, we got out, though. Yeah,
paranormal stalker's dream come true.
It sure is.
It was fun. It was fun. Hopefully, we don't have that kind of flood again this year, Keith.
No, I hope not, because the second one is, it's not here in Louisville. It's actually in Taylorsville, Kentucky. It's about 45 minutes away. And it's going to be like campfire tales type thing. Do y'all remember Roberta Simpson Brown?
I remember Roberta Simpson Brown. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, well, we had a haunted barn out there where a gentleman hung himself. And she's going to be telling scary tales and stuff around the campfire. And then going out and seeing what people can find.
Mm.
A new one. And then the third one is in Mitchell, Indiana. And we actually shot out there for Children of the Grave. And the owner of this place was gracious enough to let us come back out and let it be part of the Mid-South, but it's the Whispers Estate.
Oh.
And, you know, and that one's selling pretty quick. By the end of the week, it'll be sold out. And the Whispers is just a phenomenal place. One of the very few places I've ever gone to where if you ask a question, you get an audible answer back.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
You know, but, you know, it's just amazing. And like I said, that's one of the things we did go shoot for Children of the Grave.
Well, and that's a good choice for people there, too. I mean, that's obviously three things, I mean, for people to choose from. I mean, whatever they want to do. So there's, I mean, that does add variety. So it's always a lot of fun to do that.
Well, you know what totally sounds up my alley?
Uh-oh.
The barn with the ghost stories.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Roberta Simpson.
That's exactly what my kind of... It just chills me to
Well, I had a ball listening to her last year at the Mid-South, Keith. I actually sat in on that session.
She was fun
and
interesting
was a lot
and
of fun.
Creepy, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to listen to her speak, so that's a tough one. It's going to be a toughie to try to figure out.
Now, Whispers Estate, that is just notorious for being haunted. It's really... Wow. I mean... This is tough. American Standard.
Well, at least we're getting this in advance.
Or ghost stories with Roberta. I don't know. It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's
at least we're getting this in advance, because as you know, Keith, we don't even look at the website or any of that stuff. We just show up there and go.
Somebody tells us where to be at what time.
Well, I love going to these things, because, yeah, that's the thing. People come to us and go, hey, so are you guys going to go on, like, the midnight, like, naked stroll through, you know, this town? And I'm like...
What time does it start?
And I'm like, you know what? Because I play it by ear on these things now. I don't plan anything. We come to these events to, you know, promote ghostly talk and listen to the speakers, record the speakers, and things like that. And B,
well, that's
like,
the work part.
That's the work part.
But I go mostly for the fun part, which is talking to everybody, talking to all the people, and listening to the speeches and
we don't plan.
I go to harass Keith and Troy and John.
See, everybody has their own reason to go to Mid-South.
See, you have that to look forward to, Keith. Congratulations.
Oh, and believe me, after this weekend, I will be in rare form on you, mister. And you know why.
Uh-oh.
I didn't do nothing.
Bonnie, I'm calling you after the show. I want to know what's going on.
Keith, anything else you'd like to throw into that concerning the Mid-South?
Like I said, it's just, it's one big thing where it's just everybody's coming to have fun. You know, it's the one place where you've got so many different people, you know, especially from the TV shows, they're all going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then people like Carmen and Tim and Rick and, you know, all these different guys and Robbie, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, they're just great people to be around and have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like I said, you know, we always have fun together no matter what we do. And that right, Bonnie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a ball. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have you back on, I think. I think we're going to have you back on in September, Keith. I know I sent you the dates, like, okay, be on this day. I don't remember. That's why I keep a schedule. We're going to have you back to give us some updates probably next month. But that's, you know, it's going to be a good time. We're totally looking forward to it. Really, obviously, we've been pushing these conferences really hard this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that listens to the show.
Yeah. And you guys are always welcome. And apologize for my voice now because I can hear it in the, while you guys were out partying and having fun, I was out working all night. So.
Wow.
Well, you'll listen to the next half an hour. We'll tell you exactly what happened, Keith.
You didn't get to talk.
The one thing we was that, Keith?
That's why they call me the Rock and Roll Ghost Hunter, though. That's my work. You know, I was out partying myself.
Yeah,
Keith,
we know.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna go to break here in a second. So Keith, hang on the line for 1 second, okay? Don't leave us just yet.
I guess.
Couple things to mention, actually. What?
While we're live, the air, which is Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m.,
which is right now,
Eastern time.
Well,
we do
not
have.
When you're listening to it in archive. You know what I'm talking about.
It's while we're live.
Yeah.
6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
we have phone lines open, and you can call in. I mean, hundreds of people can call in. There's plenty of lines. You just call in, and you can leave your cell phone on and listen. You can raise your hand to participate in the show. You can do all kinds of stuff, whatever you want, but you can, you know, basically stream us that way if you don't happen to be in front of a computer or in an area where we're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So just pick up your cell phone or VoIP line or whatever you've got unlimited long distance on,
mm-hmm.
and dial area code 605-475-8590,
mm-hmm.
and then enter in the conference code of 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. That'll get you in. And then you just hear us, just exactly as if you're sitting in the studio sitting outside the studio and calling one of us. And then you're on a speaker call. Anyway, so area code 605-475-8590, and then the conference code is 555-1081.
It's on the website.
Followed by the pound sign.
It's on the website also. And you know, we just talked about the Mid-South here with Keith.
Yes.
What we're doing also every week here, and this is going to happen tonight too. You've heard of the last 2 weeks. We're going to be doing it tonight also. We're giving away one free ticket tonight to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. And the way it works is sometime during the show, I am going to ask a paranormal trivia question.
Yes.
Now, it isn't the fact, you have to have it right, but I think what the name of the game now is to be the first person to call in. Doug just told you how to call in. All you got to do is you raise your hand on our conference line, which you push 1-1.
Right. Once you're listening to the show, you press 1-1, and that raises your hand saying, I want to participate.
Yeah. Our operators will see that. They'll throw a rock at Bonnie's head, and they'll give us for the person, whoever
if
it is.
If they miss and hit my ankle, they die.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
We'll have Bertha do it. She's the best thing.
She's the best thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's. I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe we should do it right now, Doug.
No.
Well, maybe we should.
No.
Make them wait. Well, I think we make them wait.
All right, we'll make them wait for a little while.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Interested in ghosts, UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Phone number.
Yeah.
Area code 605-475-8590. And then after the lady asks for it, you enter 555-1081 followed by the pound sign. Listen to Ghostly Talk on your cell phone or on your VoIP phone or on your parents'
used,
phone.
Well, it's obviously can be used as a call-in line, too. It can be used as a call-in line also.
It's both a call-in line and a listener line. I mean, you can listen to the show. You're welcome, too. I pay for it. It's already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just use some plan, you know, the only thing is I don't want people raking up long-distance minutes, so just use some plan, like a cell phone with unlimited long-distance and unlimited nights and weekends. It is Sunday, so it doesn't go against your minutes.
It shouldn't.
You know.
And when we
or a VoIP line, like one of them Vonages, or not Sun Rocket, them goofballs, they just close their door and fire everybody. And,
well, again, when we...
VoIP line, you know.
When we read the question... Sometime during the show here.
Yep.
Sometime during the show, we're going to read this question. You got to call in. You got to be the first to call in, answer the question correctly, and you get one free ticket to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
Yep.
So we'll keep in just keep your ears open for that.
What was it? Was LouisvilleGHS.com or
as far as the conference?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh yeah, LouisvilleGHS.com.
Yeah, LouisvilleGHS.com for info on the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, which, of course, is coming up. That's next month, right?
Yeah, the weekend. Wow. I don't know, man. I can't remember this stuff anymore.
20th and 21st?
21st through 23rd, weekend of September.
Right.
21st through 23rd. Speaking of good times, we're going to start with you, Doug, because we have a lot to cover here in a very short amount of time.
I went to the Crossroads Paranormal Picnic in Avon, Indiana, which is just west of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And there were about 15 groups represented. There were 3 shows represented.
Really?
This is so exciting to me. I'm telling you, I am so excited that people are doing shows. Because, I mean, when we started Ghostly Talk, there was nothing. I mean, there was a little, but there was, not, as far as I know, no independents doing show.
Mm-hmm.
And now we had, at that one picnic, we had... the Crossroads Paranormal Radio folks, that of course that's who threw it, was Chris, you know. And her show was represented. Our show, of course, Ghostly Talk, because I was physically there.
I bet you they're in love with me right now, as I promised them that I would be there this year.
And then, of course, they had Eerie Radio of eerieradio.com. And I got to talk to those guys a little bit, not as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I got to talk to them a little bit, and when I get home, because I've only been home to drop off my bag today. I ran in, dropped off my bag, and ran out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to run in, go in my bag, and get Bonnie's keys, and then run back out. So I was home twice.
Mm-hmm.
although I didn't really leave in between the two. But anyway, I haven't gotten on the computer. So when I get on the computer, I'm going to have to subscribe to their podcast, eerieradio.com, eerieradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard them, and I can't wait.
Yeah, looking forward to checking those guys out.
Cause
I'm already. I'm a guy. Cool, all right.
I am an avid talk show listener, as well as a notorious talk show host. And so I absolutely am so geeked to hear them. And they happen to use the exact identical board we have.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that last night. You're like, they have the same board that we have.
Yeah, and so I was looking at the model number.
Which is good, because it's a sweet board.
It really works well.
I'll pimp them. Behringer makes good gear.
I love it. It works well for us.
We've been using Behringer stuff for 3 years.
So I chatted with them, of course, afterwards. And everybody was there. What's the magazine? HauntedIndiana.com magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magazine. And I bought them. There's two of them.
Oh, cool.
They were 2 for $5. They were on special. So I'm like, all right, I'll get them. And so I got those. It's really, really nice. And there is a piece on Whispering Estate.
All right.
So we're all going to have to read it to help us make up our mind what we're going to do Saturday night. So they were there. There was groups all over. There's so many people from so many groups, and I got to meet several people from several groups. But mostly I ended up hanging around with Misty, of course,
mm-hmm.
and Misty and Cody were there. Oh my gosh, Shannon was there from IGT.
Oh yeah.
So of course I latched onto her right away, and so Shannon and of course Mary Ellen and Lisa and TJ. We have to go TC. Lisa and TC. Yeah. We have to go ghost hunting with them.
Okay, let's line it up.
Okay, we want to go into like northern Indiana or southern Michigan, like Niles-ish area, Michigan.
No, that's a short trip. Okay.
And so we can meet them like there in that area and go ghost hunting with them.
Sounds good.
I'm telling you, it's just we hung out even after we stayed till 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we left the park and then we went out to dinner after the picnic. I know that sounds weird,
mm-hmm.
but it worked out. It really did. and we visited. It was just an amazing picnic. I had such a day.
It sounds like it was a good time, and I missed it again. So, okay,
No broken bones.
Oh, really?
No good. Sprained ankles.
I'll be there next year.
Yeah?
I promise.
Yeah?
You might not want to promise.
Yeah, I'm gonna clip that out.
I'll just say I'll be there next year.
Oh, okay.
I won't promise anything, but okay. I'm gonna be there next year. I'm sorry about that.
Right now, I'm planning on being there next year.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You guys had a great time. That's totally cool.
We did. I had an absolute blast. And
well, it's always good. It's just like the conference type thing. I mean, this was more of a picnic, informal type, laid back thing. It's the same type situation though. You meet people, you hang out with people, you network, you do all that fun stuff.
It turns out the folks at Crossroads.
Yeah.
The group Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to work with HPI.
Mm-hmm.
HPI?
We've had them on the show
HIP.
Before.
Oh, HIP. HIP.
Okay.
And SPI.
I'm already confused.
Scientific. Okay. I don't know. There's so many different.
Yeah.
I might even have cards in my wallet. I don't know. But they're going to get together with 3 other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're going to do joint investigations and joint work. Okay. They're going to work together. Something I think that's almost unheard of now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's Mary Ellen's card. No, I'll put that down. Okay. No, that's Indiana Apparition Expedition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that IAE, but that's not who's doing it. Oh, and then this is Eric. This is one of the guys from SPI, I think, who was doing... I walked up to him because he had written on his name tag 2K. The number 2 mm-hmm. and the letter K.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, is this like someone like...
Some performance artist that's going to perform for us?
Or is it like really like, fan of R2-D2 or C-3PO or something from Star Wars?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, okay, I got to go ask him what's up with that. So I did.
Yeah.
What's up with your name tag? And he's like, oh, my name is Eric with 2Ks. So everyone calls me 2K. So I'm 2K. And I'm like, oh, okay, that really rocks.
Creative.
Yeah, I'm your new best friend. And so we visited a little bit. Not enough.
Yeah.
Because I ended up getting distracted, but... he's with SPI and I don't know. It was just such a myriad of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so encouraging to see that Crossroads and 3 other groups, including mm-hmm. SPI and HIP, are going to be getting together and working.
Well, it's always good to see people joining up and doing stuff like that. And that's what I see. We mentioned this a couple times in the last few weeks, I think, on the air or on other shows or whatever, that's where I think we see a lot of groups going, is a lot of the smaller groups that have come up out. as of late. They're gonna start, you know, getting involved with more experienced people, and that's cool, and that's good. I think you can do a lot with that. So, and that's kind of what we see, and that's maybe possibly an example.
It is, and while I don't, you know, I don't want to see too much consolidation happen. I think people should be allowed to have their own identities.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see where there's a huge advantage in either A, joining a large group. If you're in the market to join a group,
mm-hmm.
join a already established, very large group, because they'll have resources, like IGT, for example, mm-hmm. Indiana Ghost Trackers. So, they'll have resources that you just cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah.
So they'll have, you know, they already have the training classes set up,
they've got
the rules and requirements set up, and, you know, you learn those. They've got access to equipment, access to places, access to people and researchers that... You know, that smaller groups would have to go and develop those resources, mm-hmm. or figure out how to get to resources similar.
There's much more resources there now.
Or if you go to a smaller group that works with other groups,
right,
then you'll have a similar access. It'll be a little more freewheeling style, but there's a big advantage to that. You know, I had to have been a hippie in a former life, and that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smaller group with access to still other resources.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And I think that might suit me. I don't know, but it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then a small independent group. And either of those three ways are perfectly valid. And now that it's happening, you've got choices. Mm-hmm. And I love choices.
No, it's very cool.
And I think that it's fantastic that's happening in the field right now.
Well, that sounds like you had a good time.
I did. I had a fantastic time. And then, afterwards I went and hung out with Sean,
mm-hmm.
and we drove around aimlessly and got lost. But, you know, I found out, it's kind of depressing, I found out that it's difficult to get lost when you've got a GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Because at any given moment you just program an address and it'll tell you how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So really, how lost can you ever really get?
Well, nowadays.
And... that kind of depressed me. And I didn't want to break the GPS because I know I'll need it on other trips. So...
yeah.
So, I can't be like, well, we're getting lost, so I'm going to smash this against a rock. You know, I didn't want to do that because that would have, you know, defeated the purpose of actually having it in the first place, which was to be able to find places. And
mm-hmm.
so because one of the things that I want to do, and I'm going to try like heck, is get up to Janesville, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Janesville, Wisconsin. They're doing that October 7th, Sunday, October 7th,
mm-hmm.
in Janesville, Wisconsin, is a paranormal convention, not convention, seminar kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we run into the Wisconsin folks. We've even had them on the show. We've run into them like how many times? And I want to go, so I'm going to try and get there. And without a GPS, I don't think I'd be able to. Because it's outside of Milwaukee, and I've never been north of Chicago, so, mm-hmm. I mean, over on that side of the lake anyway. So I'm glad I didn't break my GPS. But I am working to I am working to get to Janesville, Wisconsin on October 7th. I want to do that.
We'll have to talk more about that. I might come with you. After I'm done explaining what happened over this past weekend... You'll understand why I'm not really into traveling right now.
Yeah.
May I?
Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, no, I didn't want to cut you off.
Well, but first I want to remind you.
Yeah.
As much fun as this weekend has been,
mm-hmm.
we have two coming up back-to-back next
month. I know, it's going to kill us.
Next month. We've got...
Thankfully, we have a break, though. Thankfully, we have a little
bit. We have a couple-week break here, and then we'll have two right in a row, and then a week, if we go to Janesville, we'll have a week break.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, two coming up back-to-back, of course, the Mothman Festival and Mid-South followed by Mothman Festival next month.
You got it.
It's all on our website. If you go to
Mothman's first.
Oh, I'm sorry, flip it around.
Yeah.
If you go to www.ghostlytalk.com, there's an appearances or something up at the top with the little ghosts, and you click on that, and that's got the schedule of things that we'll be at. Also, while we're live, we also have a chat room going. Mm-hmm. So if you happen to be at the website, www.ghostlytalk.com, over on the left, there's, you know, chat when live, mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. like that. You click on that, and it'll let you in the chat room, and then you can harass Bonnie. How was your weekend, Scott L?
All right, well, I have a map here.
Amber,
in the first half an hour, Amber drew up this beautiful map, and we're going to have to frame this and put it up on a wall here.
She's going to scan it, because I want...
I'm gonna omit the trip there because it's kind of annoying to talk about it still, and I don't want to. It's not really a big deal anyways. But
we'll talk about.
We mentioned we hung out the LGHS people Friday night. That was splendid.
Yeah,
we got up right early.
I missed Tanya and Allie, something crazy, and Bobby T, and of course Dale and.
Well, we got up bright and early Saturday morning to get ourselves ready to go.
Yeah,
drove out to Waverly Hills.
Yeah,
where the show. And if you people don't know, it was the last date of the Sounds of the Underground tour with bands like Gwar, Lamb of God, all these just goat horror, all these ridiculous bands.
Right? I do have to tell you now that you mentioned the Sounds of the Underground tour.
Yeah.
People would say, "Where's Bonnie?" And Scott L. But where's Bonnie? And I'm like, they would ask, "Where's Tom?" And I'd say, "Oh, he's working. He pulled a 12-hour shift today. He's working right now as we speak till midnight."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh," and you could feel the empathy coming off of them. You know, "Oh, Tom. Well, where's Bonnie?" "Oh, she went to Waverly Hills." And of course, now this is a gathering at the picnic, a gathering of ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're nodding. "Oh, yeah, I can understand that." You know, and then I say, "For a concert, a rock concert," and they go, "She could have been here." it was okay to be at Waverly Hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not for a rock concert.
But we did get to go into Waverly Hills.
That I heard.
We'll explain
so
this.
Jealous.
We'll explain all
right, so
this.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, Sounds of the Underground, when I told them that it was for that, then they changed their mind all of a sudden. You know, I don't know if it's okay to go to a concert there. But
we got there bright and early. We got a bite to eat, and we got there, and found a place to park at, which we had to pay $10 to park down at the bottom of the hill. Some local, we'll call him, had a house down there, or what looked like a house. It had walls, I guess. And he was charging us all $10 to park our cars there. We're like, okay, well, that isn't too bad. Well, we tried to walk up the hill that went directly to Waverly Hills, and we were turned right around. I said, "You cannot walk up this hill to Waverly Hills. You have to walk around to go up to Waverly Hills." So we ended up having to walk roughly a mile to get up to the top of the hill to get in line, right? I'll abbreviate this part. We get there, and I go up to the front. I'm like, "Hey, guys, you know, we're here with, we're supposed to be on a guest list for Gwar, blah, 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 blah." And they go and check the list. "Oh, well, you're not on the list." Okay. So I call up Dave. I'm like, "Dave, help Dave, Dave." He's like, "Okay, hang on." So he makes a phone call, calls me back. He's like, "All right, hang on. You know, there was a mess up with the," and I knew this was going to happen.
It always
there
does.
They haven't got the other guest list down there. Just give it a few minutes. So sure enough, we got that all worked out, and there was actually this huge line behind us, and somehow we just squeaked our way in front of all these people.
Wow.
Because we were in line, and we kind of pulled ourselves out because I was trying to work it out. We got it worked out, slid right in, got our VIP passes and all this fun stuff, and walked right on in, right? Now, the first thing that happened is we were all dying of thirst. We were all pretty beat up. The first band that went on was a band called Goat Whore. I think I can say whore. It's in an artistic term, so I can say it.
Yeah.
And so they started playing. I'm like, "Guys, I don't care. I don't need water. I'm going to go watch this band play." So they go, and they're standing in line, and I'm watching this band play. And I come back, and they're still standing in line, you know, of course, because it's a mile long. All they had at the beginning of the day was pop and beer. No water at all.
None.
And it was 90-some degrees?
Yeah. So, whatever, we finally got to the front of the line, and they finally got water, so we were able to get water. Now, I have this VIP badge, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it going, "Okay, well, what can this do for us?" So I'm like, "Guys, follow me. Let's just go." So I go to
I'm going to walk backstage and see
well,
if
they stop. They had, like, a whole, like, back area. It was a back area fenced in with all the buses and stuff, all the
right.
Bands. And so I walk up to the guy, and I'm like, "Hey," I pull it out of the envelope. I'm like, "Hey, I got this thing. What does this do for me?" And he's like, "Come right in, sir." I'm like, "Well, they have them, too, so bring them on in." I'm like, "Okay, cool," right? So we go back, and we find now they have this beautiful, food tent all set up. As much as you want to eat for free, as much as you want to drink for free, whether it's alcohol or whatever stuff.
No lines, no waiting.
Yeah. So, no lines, no waiting. It was great. Got under the tent, hung out. Bunch of, you know, of course, all the band people are walking around. We're like, "Hey, get the camera." So now we're running around grabbing band members randomly going, "Take a picture of me." "Okay, cool."
Say "we," because Scott would say, "Amber, go get him." And she'd go, "No,
well,
I'm not."
Well, she's the cute one.
It.
She's the cute one. That's how it works, man. So that's a little while later. Well, okay, we got to tell this part because I have the map here and I have to just use this for a guide. Okay, there it is right there. Here's the food tent, and then there's a Gwar tour bus next to the food tent, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is next to the big stage. So we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, we see this girl come stumbling towards the tent, just stumbling, like noticeably like there's something wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan's got his back to her. Good Jonathan's got his back to her. Right? And all of a sudden, I just see her go kapow on the ground, crack her head on the pole of the tent.
Ow.
Jonathan turns around. It's like, oh, my God. We're like, oh, my God, are you okay? We, you know, they some other guy ran over, picked her up, and put her on the chair. And we're like, you know, and then my phone rang. I look at Dave Brocky. Whoa, piss on her. I'm going to talk to this guy, right? So I grab my phone. Hey, Dave. All right. Now, the original, I don't want to get into that. Anyways, we have to watch what we say. Dave's like, okay, we're doing the tour in a half an hour for Waverly Hills. Yay! Right?
Okay, wow.
Cool. He's like, where are you at right now? He's like, okay, look, this is where you got to go. Okay, man, you got to go to the tent next to our tour bus. It's a big tent, and they got food and stuff to drink there, and our tour bus is right next to that. And I'm like, Dave, we're right here, right now. Oh, I'll be out there in a minute, no problem. So, okay, cool. So I'm like, all right, well, while I'm waiting for this, I'll go see how this chick's doing. So I look over, I'm like, hey, how you doing, right? And she gives me this look, like she kind of looks up with this blankness in her face, which she probably has all the time. And she says to me,
You're not her biggest fan, are you?
Probably not, no. Yeah. She says to me, I just pissed my pants. And we all just kind of like, everybody just made a step back like, whoa, right? And she gets up.
And sure enough.
And lays down on the ground.
And the chair is like, wow, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, so we kind of left her alone after that. But that was one of the highlights of the day of stupidity we saw.
Well, until somebody's lost bladder control.
Yeah.
It's not a rock concert.
Well, exactly.
So,
I mean,
you know, there you go.
Well, all of a sudden the phone rang again. Where the heck are you at, dude? It's Dave Brocky.
We're by the girl with Peter Pants. Oh,
all of a sudden,
right,
I'm on my
phone.
I look around the corner. Here he comes walking along. Oh, hey, how you doing? All right. So we meet up. We kiss and hug and all that fun stuff. And we ended up walking over. He's like, come on the bus and come on the bus and hang out for a few minutes. So we went on the bus and cooled off a little bit because it was really hot out. And that's when we went and did our tour with Guar. The whole band was there.
Yeah.
Everybody from Guar.
Awesome.
We toured Waverly Hills with Guar, the whole band.
Okay.
They weren't in costume, by the way. They were all in their regular...
But still.
Which was good because we had to walk through all the people that paid to get in, the crazies, and nobody knew who they were.
Nobody bothers them
because
they weren't in costume.
They're not in costume.
They don't know what they look like, yeah.
Well, you know,
so.
I did tell a little bit of that story to Tom, right? And I told him that I think if I were to tour a 7-Eleven with Guar, it would just be so odd, right?
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But to tour Waverly Hills with Guar, now that's just like
the
creme de la creme.
We gotta thank Dave Brocky and Guar for that. He was the one that took care
of
us.
Dave, that was awesome.
He's a dear friend, and he took care of everything for us.
So how was the concert then?
Well, I'll mention this too. He was the one that got us the free passes.
Yep.
He was the one that got us the VIP status.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that got us in the Waverly Hills. It was all Dave Brocky.
So we love Dave.
So check out Guar, Guar.net. Check out their music. All class.
Oh, definitely.
The concert was really, really great. We only saw a couple of bands because we spent a lot of time at Waverly Hills.
Right.
Back behind the stage hanging out, like, you know, just talking to other bands and meeting people, which was really cool. There was one bad incident during the day. Amber had a sunstroke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she got really bad to the point where we... Do you want to explain this one? Because this is an interesting concept. I mean, it's kind of gross. Do you want to explain this? Because we only got a couple minutes left, Amber. Do you want to explain this?
Or... Gross anybody out.
I do.
She had to throw
she
up.
She got sick.
And she had to throw up in a porta potty.
Now, that's an interesting concept.
She had to keep her eyes closed because she didn't want to see what she was throwing up into. Otherwise, she kept throwing up.
Because 4,000 dumb people, right? I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way because I'm one of them. I'm a dummy too, right? You get into something like that, a bad situation like that, after a whole day of people drinking and partying, right? First of all, you don't want to touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Second of all, like you said, Bonnie, if you open your eyes up, I said this on when we were on break a little while ago, you get caught in like a feedback loop, I think, of puke.
You couldn't get close enough either because I was scared I'd get feedback from puking into the
Well, yeah, you get...
Back at me.
I mean, I don't want to gross anybody out, but it's an interesting concept where it's like, okay, that's a really bad situation to be in. Amber was in it. She got through it. I have to mention this because we have to go to break in a few minutes. This is what I really want to get out. We had all kinds of issues. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do. I was ready. I mean, we said it over and over. I'm like, let's just go. let's just leave, Amber. You're sick. Let's get you out of here. It's too hot outside. But she did, she wanted to stick it out as long as she could. I was going to go back to the car and get her an ibuprofen, which was going to be
a
journey.
Mm-hmm. The mile thing, because you can't just go directly down the hill.
I did try, though, however. I walked up to one of there was a ton of police there, right? And I walked up to one of the officers, and I'm like, officer, look, here's what's going on. I have this VIP thing. It's got to do something for me, right? I'm like, I'm going to have to walk all this way to get this one pill for her. He's like, hang on. He goes in his pocket and pulls out a pack of ibuprofen.
Wow, that is awesome.
He's like, how many do you need? I'm like, well, just a couple. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. He's like, no problem.
I need all you got.
Whatever you need, right?
So
she took the pill, though, right? She took a pill, and that's when she got sick, though, right?
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, look, enough's enough. Enough's enough. We're getting you out of here. You got to go, all right? So I go back up to the same officer because I wanted to ask him if I could bring my car up to the front because they weren't letting people up the road.
Right.
If I could please bring my car up to the front and just pick her up, because I don't want her trying to make this long walk. He's like, well, there's this TARC bus over here that we have for people that are getting sick. It's air conditioned. Put her in there right now. Just put her in there. So he brought us all in there and talked to Amber and you know, just told her what she needed to do to get herself back to where she needed to be. And he was very nice. It was Officer Miller of the Louisville Police Department. Really nice guy. I got a picture of him, actually. We're going to put up on the website.
Awesome.
He was really, 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 really cool, and he took care of us, and he took care of Amber, and she actually felt better. She slept in the bus for a while and got her stuff together, and we spent the night watching Guar from backstage. It was very cool.
That's awesome. On the way out, I twisted my ankle.
Yeah, we didn't get to that. I'm sorry, Bonnie.
How come nobody is surprised by that?
Well, okay, see, everything was fine, but after Guar was done, it was pitch black out. I couldn't see anything. I fell. I twisted my ankle. Of course, I walked the whole way to the car, but I'm okay.
She's got ice on her leg right now. That was coming out real quick, because we're going late right now.
A perfect ending to a...
That's when we were walking out. That's when we were walking out to go to the car, actually. Bonnie bit it right in a hole. Well, we made it. We got home here today. We'll talk more about it. Maybe.
Bonnie,
we'll see.
Get well soon. I know we say that a lot.
Doug Yerchi coming back. Well, coming back. He's returning.
Yeah.
He'll be here after the break.